This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I look like a fool here in this interview.
You look good.
I put a helmet on because it's a tough interview.
The stupid helmet? Why do I have to wear the stupid helmet?
Because you're stupid.
Moral choice with profound real world implications.
Whoosh.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, 1918. 17 dead, 17 injured.
Missed it by that much.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, it's tough for people. That's why it's the president's number one priority. It's our number one priority to get a handle on these prices. President's administration, we're doing everything we know how to do.
Democrats don't fight hard enough for nothing. Like right now, we might have to be in a recession, and they're not even trying to fight to help or nothing.
Do something! Do something!
Thank you all for being here, and I want you to enjoy the rest of your session.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, and if you're looking in the chair where I usually broadcast from and watch me on Rumble or elsewhere or whatever, you won't see me there today. I'm at the Lower Cape Command Central broadcasting, and it's a beautiful day here, I must say.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
It is the only choice for someone like me. What the hell can I say? But it's really nice to be here, and I appreciate everybody sticking with me. We got a great show planned here today. We have so much sound. I cannot believe how much sound we've got today. But if you'd like to join us, it's the same number as always, even though I am at the on the Lower Cape, 844-500-4200.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Not on the islands, you know.
Anytime you mention that, I'm playing that sound cut.
Every time I mention Lower Cape, Command Central.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
I probably will, refrain from saying that then, if that's the way it's going to be. But I'm sure. People are going to be saying, where's Howie? Why isn't he in the big chair? Why isn't he wearing his coat and tie? I'm actually wearing my Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt here. We'll tweet out a picture of me. 844-500-4242. We got a lot planned here today. And the first thing I wanted to start with, though, is I usually don't talk that much about polls because, you know, as they always say, it's just a snapshot in time, and you get a new poll every day, and they go up and down. Maybe if you're Brandon, they usually go down. But today there's a new poll out, and it's kind of reached I thought it a mentionable point. He is now down in this poll. It's called Civics, Civics poll, the Civics poll. He has now breached the 30% approval mark. I know many of you will say, who are these 29%? But this is like a liberal-leaning poll. So he's down to 29% favorability rating in the liberal-leaning poll. Disapprove, 58%. That's easy math. 2-1, approve versus disapprove. Among independents, it's 67% disapprove, 19% approve. Hispanics, 36% approve, 48% disapprove. Believe it or not, that's higher than a lot of recent polls among Hispanics. And the key thing here is, I think, that these polls have been really bothering Brandon, in case you haven't heard that. It really bugs him that he's lower than Donald Trump at this point in his presidency. Though the fact is now, President Donald Trump never dipped into the 20s, despite constant Democrat and media, but I repeat myself, attacks. That's the bad news for Joe Biden. He's below President Trump. The good news for Joe is 3 minutes after he's told this, he won't remember. He won't remember a single thing. 844.
The fact is that I don't remember.
As Red State points out, though, the real question here is, why is it even as high as 29%? Who are these crazy 29% who approve of this guy? I don't know. That is a good question.
I don't know what the hell's going on here.
None of us know what's going on here. I think, though, if I had to guess, if I could, you know, walk down any street and just try to pick people out who still think Brandon's doing a great job, it would be people wearing masks. Yes. Yes. Masks. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, that's a civics poll. Now, the other poll that's pretty interesting is the New York Times Siena College poll. That his approval rating in the New York Times, which is, again, it is a religious tract, what the Watchtower is to Jehovah's Witnesses, what the Pilot used to be to the Catholics in the Archdiocese of Boston, the New York Times is to the Reds, who now run the Democrat Party. And in their own poll, only 33%, in the New York Times poll, only 33% have a favorable opinion of Joe Biden. 64% of Democrats in the New York Times own poll want a new nominee in 2 years. I think they're going to get their wish. Only 26% want Biden, and only 13% believe the country is on the right track. 844-500-4242. Someone gives me some important news here. 603, low-digit license plate lottery in Massachusetts is open. I've been wondering about that. I was thinking about that last week. Okay, well, that's good. That's good news. And there's other news today. We're trying to get these signatures on the initiative petitions to put a ballot question out on the November ballot to deny illegal aliens the right to get a legal driver's license in Massachusetts. The legislature passed it, as you know, overwhelmingly. And so now it goes to the voters. If we can get 40,000 plus signatures, we can put it on the ballot for November. And the moon bats are starting to go crazy here. They're going around to the signing locations, and they're basically harassing the people at the tables, and they're harassing the people trying to sign. And it's not violent yet, but the cops were called to several locations. We'll give you some cuts from Rayla Campbell, the candidate for Secretary of State. Mixing it up with Jamie Eldridge. Jamie Eldridge, the senator from Acton, he wants illegal aliens to come to Massachusetts and get driver's licenses and free stuff, every kind of free stuff. But he refused to talk to Rayla because she's not his constituent. It's pretty humorous stuff, and that was on Saturday at Cabela's in Hudson, but we're trying to set stuff up for the weekdays, and we're going to start having these signings inside some of the businesses, and the first place we're going to have it inside is Cape Gunworks in Hyannis, where we broadcast from sometimes, and Toby is on with Grace, and we just scrambled somebody down there, and I think Rayla Campbell will be down there as well. She's really funny, and she's a good person. And so if you're in the area of Hyannis, which is near the Cape Gunworks, is right around the Rotary, the Cape Cod Mall, the airport. It's centrally located in Hyannis, Barnstable, and get down there, and you can sign up all afternoon to sign the petitions to put this question on the ballot: should illegal aliens be able to get driver's licenses in Massachusetts? It's not immediate. It's not until next July, but it's coming up. So you want to get involved in this thing pretty soon, and there'll be more people out in the coming days. We're going to have people at Cape Gunworks. Probably from 10 to 5 tomorrow and Wednesday. It'll be Will Peters, state rep candidate from 10 to 1. And then Darrellyn Haywood, she's a state Senate candidate here in the in this Cape District. She'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday from noon to 5. I'll tweet all this stuff out, but we're going to start trying to get more people out, more signing locations in weekdays. And also, we're going to try to make them less vulnerable to harassment by the people who don't have jobs. And to one of the guys was hassling Jim Lyons, the GOP state chairman in Tewksbury at the Market Basket. He apparently makes over $100,000 a year, this guy, being a pinky ring or a nose ring union type guy. Can you sign the petition by mail? You could download a petition and sign it and then get it back, but it's just easier to just do it right there in person. We'll give you more information as we go along. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. We'll talk more about this. As we go through the afternoon. 844-500-4242. We also have some funny audio from Monica Cannon Grant, the indicted social justice warrior and racial arsonist, and it's just really funny stuff. She's just going, "I won't delete this. I won't delete this from social media." An hour later, it's gone. I guess her lawyer probably saw it and said, "Hey, Monica, you know, you're not going to be, it's not a good thing, not a good look with your trial coming up." 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Can I sign the petition at the 110 on Friday? Yes, you can, at the 110 Grill in Plymouth. If you sign the petition at the 110 Grill in Plymouth, you will get a sticker from Brandon, from me, but it'll be a picture of Brandon. So, and by the way, 110 Grill, we're expecting a rather large crowd, so if you want to come down to the 110 Grill, we'll be broadcasting there from noon until 6, Grace and I both. You might make reservations. That might be the best way to make sure you get a table at the 110 Grill. But yes, you can sign on Friday if you want to come to Plymouth. And we'll have other opportunities for you to sign. Probably, I hope every day until the deadline on August 24th, excuse me. With the recent rulings from the Supreme Court, it's worth mentioning that these wins didn't happen on their own. It took the support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who have passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they have been on the front lines fighting for your values. That's why Patriot Mobile is different from every other provider out there. Inflation has made it really difficult on many Americans, but thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget, and they offer the same great nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. I can tell you that firsthand. I've switched over. It's very easy. They will walk you right through it, no matter if you're a Luddite like myself. You can get switched over from your woke company to Patriot Mobile very easily. You get the same great service plus the knowledge that your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and the Second Amendment. Just check out their website to see what they're into, patriotmobile.com. If you want to switch over, go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Use the offer code Howie to get free activation. Again, it's very simple. They'll walk you right through it. If you're a veteran or first responder, let them know, please, because they have special discounts just for you. Come join our movement and make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Howie. PatriotMobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on. You ask me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently. And for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
Eight four four 500 4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. So there was a story in the New York Post. You may have seen it. The Federal Vehicle Auto Watchdog has dispatched investigators to probe yet another Tesla crash, this time along I-75 in Florida that killed two people last week. The agency would not divulge if the Tesla was using the company's partially automated driving technology. A 2015 model year Tesla hit the back end of a semi at a rest area near Gainesville. NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, is probing 37 crashes involving automated driving systems since 2006. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever go onto the highway in a self-driving vehicle?
No, I don't think I would.
89% say no.
How could you ever relax? How could you ever, like, you know, doze off? Knowing that, you know, you might soon be in running into the back of a semi. I don't think so. I'm a Luddite. You know, I used to, when microwave ovens came in, I thought they would cause cancer. So I'm stupid that way. You know, I didn't know what I was doing.
At least you didn't think they were spying on you.
No, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood for an electric vehicle. Period. But I'm especially not in the mood for a self-driving electric vehicle. 844-500-4242. This is Mark in Worcester, 508. I'm gathering signatures for the opposition to illegals having driver's licenses. I gather them every Sunday at the Riata Flea Market in Hubbardston from 8 to noon. That's near my old stomping grounds in Deerfield. The flea market has a website, and it's on Route 68, just a couple of miles south of the Gardner Line. It's only open on Sundays, but I'm there as a dealer, and I have a table set up. I collected 95 signatures yesterday. We have to decide whether we're going to put everything on the website or not, or if just putting stuff on the website just encourages the moon bats to come out and hassle people. See, so Mark didn't have any problems yesterday because it wasn't on the official website, which is fairandsecurema.com. This is a work in progress, and we don't have much time to put an organization together, but we'll get there. We're going to get there. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. First of all, I want to say I'm deeply disgusted by this country keeping political prisoners, meaning the January 6th guys, people. It's just really a terrible thing. And the second thing is, do you know why these people get more radical policies, more radical candidates? I think it's because they know the elections are just fixed. They know they can do it, and there's no reason for them not to.
I don't know. I mean, this is going to be a very interesting election because I don't think they can steal enough votes to turn any of these elections around, Chris. You know, I've said it before, but Chris Christie, when he was first running in New Jersey, always said, we have to win by enough votes so that they can't steal the election. And Dinesh D'Souza has said the same thing, that the only time they can steal it is when it's close. But if it's really a landslide, they're not going to be able to. It doesn't matter how many drop boxes they get or mail-in ballots they get. They're not going to be able to flip it. And I think that's the situation we're in now. I mean, when Brandon, with the media 100% behind him and the control of both houses of Congress, and he's under 30% after less than 2 years in office, he's done. He's done, I think. Thanks for the call, Chris. 844-500-4242. 508, self-driving. What could possibly go wrong? Exactly. That's my feeling. And 571 says, I get nervous going into automatic drive car washers. Yeah, you know what? They've improved automatic car wash drives. But I understand exactly what you're saying. I used to wonder what would happen. You know, what if I don't quite hit the tire in the right place and the tire gets slashed? 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. This 917 says, you mean our side doesn't have some beefy guys to stand around at these signing locations to stare down a bunch of pajama boys or angry lesbians? But the problem is that what they do is they've been coming around and they've just been kind of like lurking around the tables and holding up signs saying, ask us why it's bad to stop illegal alien fentanyl dealing criminals from getting driver's licenses, or some words to that effect. And so they just create a sort of a disturbance in front of the entrance to the places of business. And it's not that there've been any affrays or anything like that, but they just create enough of a disturbance so it looks like it might be affecting the people going into the stores, and so they ask them to leave. And that's what happened in two or three different places over the weekend. So we got to figure out a way to deal with this.
I know a buff guy who could stand out there and intimidate any pajama boys.
Who that?
He's on the air right now.
Me?
Yes.
I prefer to work inside.
Taylor's nodding along, don't you think, Taylor? How we could really ward off any bad actors?
I don't know. His bridge days are way behind him. I don't know if he's up to the challenge.
Something tells me that there's not going to be a lot of demonstrators at Cape Gun Works, though. That's my hunch, you know. That's where they are now. They're getting signatures today at Cape Gun Works in Hyannis, and stop on by. Rayla Campbell should be there shortly, and there's already a table set up. And again, they're going to have candidates out there for the next couple of days. So whenever you want to hang out there. By the way, speaking of illegal aliens driving drunk, you know, Maureen Maloney, she's the head of this campaign, and her son, Matthew Denise, was killed by an illegal alien drunk driver from Ecuador 10 years ago. He was drunk as a skunk, and his anchor baby was beside him in the cab of the truck. He killed her, ran over her son, who was on a motorcycle. He was up for parole today, the parole board. They had a closed meeting this morning, and parole was denied. So
very good.
That's good news. We'll have Maureen Maloney on to discuss it at 6:30 this evening. But that's the good news. Parole was denied for this illegal alien drunk career criminal from Ecuador who was just hanging out in the country living large. Okay. So anyway, Grace is here with the news.
Yes, Howie, and I have some good news for you as well.
Yes.
I know right now you're not in your fancy Palm Beach location. You're in your fancy Cape location.
Yes.
But there is some good news from Breitbart out of Florida.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Florida Republicans now outnumber Democrats by 200,000 voters.
Oh, we knew that was coming. That was predicted last week, but that's great news.
Yes, registered Florida Republicans now outnumber Democrats by 200,000 voters. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party of Florida recently announced. I immediately thought of you, Howie, and I thought of that story about the flyers being left on people's cars outside of Publix telling them not to bring their voting habits with them.
Yeah, no, they weren't left on all cars outside of public, just the ones with New York license plates on them.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Which was most of the cars, I must say.
Yeah, this is good news, though, and bad news for Gavin Newsom, who keeps buying ad space in Florida to try to win people over.
I don't understand that. I don't get that under any... I know Gavin is not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but what's he trying to do? Shouldn't he be spending his time instead of vacationing in Montana, you know, where they're so homophobic, or at least that's what his state government says? Shouldn't he be back in California consoling Olympian Kim Glass after that horrible attack on her? Did you see this, Grace?
Yeah, she's the volleyball player. She was hit by a pipe.
Some wino American just came up to her and attacked her. And she's got this giant black eye. She's lucky the eye wasn't put out.
Yeah, it's really scary. The footage or the video of her talking, her eye. I'm shocked that she is going to have vision in both of her eyes because it looks brutal.
Yeah. So I, you know, that's just why isn't he dealing with that problem?
Well, you know, even beyond that, and that's a really good point, Howie. But it's like if California is so great, where you're trying to win people over from Florida, then maybe you should just focus on keeping people there. Like, convince your own people how great it is, because they're the ones who keep leaving in droves. You know what I mean? Go down to the U-Haul station and try to sway people away from, or persuade people away from leaving.
Yeah, no, I know, and he's going to be maybe if Brandon and Kamala don't run, he'll be running against Pritzker and the governor of Illinois, and they're in a fight to see who can lose the most residents and lose the most most income out of their states. Pritzker from Illinois and Gavin Newsom from California.
Ooh, it's a tight race. I don't know who I'm gonna vote for. Hair gel. There's just something about him and his Henley T-shirts. Nearly two-thirds of Democrats don't want Biden as the 2024 presidential candidate. Howie just mentioned that there's talk that Biden and Harris may not run. This is a New York Times Siena College poll, and it shows that 64% of Democratic voters do not want Joe Biden to run in 2024.
As I said in the opening monologue, he's down below 30% in this first poll. He's finally broken the magic 30% barrier. Timber!
What can he do? He's breaking records all the time. It's really amazing. I know they don't want him to run, and there was a lot of talk about this New York Times piece over the weekend. I saw Stephen Miller say the knives are out for Biden. Fox News was running with the headline that it was a really scathing piece. I didn't think it was all that scathing.
What I want to know is, I mean, talk about the mixed messages. I read this just briefly, the story, and they called him some people said he's a super ager. I don't know what that means. I think does that mean superannuated? Like he's super aged. He's 79 going on 179. I don't know what that means. But then they say he's totally in control. He's totally in control. And then the seems like the next paragraph they're saying, of course, he does shuffle as he walks, and his aides are afraid that he's going to trip on a wire.
Well, I did say, Howie.
Then, of course, there's this tendency to shake hands with people who aren't there.
Yeah.
Or try to shake hands with people who aren't there.
I did mention earlier in my show, Howie, that if you've ever been around an older person, there's the only thing scarier than an older person walking around when there's wires to be tripped on is when there's like a drink on the ground or something, and you just know that they're like magnets towards it, you know? They just want to knock it over. So I can't imagine the level of angst from his aides as he wanders around, you know? But I almost put that on them. Like, you get it at this point how old he is. Tape some of these wires to the floor. You got to baby-proof the Oval Office or old-proof it.
How about they put up some gates so he can't get it like you put up with babies? You know, the gates.
Baby gates.
Yeah. And so he can't go into certain restricted areas where there's, wires.
Shock collars are more fun. And they can double as defibrillators.
That's a good point. Mr. President, what's that new collar you've got on your neck? Isn't that the kind of collar that Major should be wearing, or Willow?
In other news, Howie, used car repossession rates double for both subprime and prime borrowers, indicating trouble on Main Street. I thought this was interesting because one of the people who goes to a lot of these deals or these sales said that usually when a car gets repossessed and you look at the date, it can span back pretty far. But lately, all of those cars have the dates of 2020 or 2021.
Right.
So this is spelling out trouble for the future and possibly
a
recession.
You know what this is like? This is like subprime mortgages in 2008,
exactly.
2009, when they were letting all these people on welfare just buy houses as if their welfare was a real income. So these people were all on welfare. They were getting all this extra COVID panic relief money, and they put that down as their income. And so now that's ended, and they don't have any money, and they can't keep up the payments, so they're just turning the cars back in. And it's exactly, almost exactly the same thing as what was happening during the subprime crisis, and we know how that one turned out. It was just, it's just a total disaster for all concerned. But you know, the good thing is, if your kid is like 15 years old, you know, is like a year away from wanting to get a car, and you know, saying, dad, get me a car, I just got my license, just tell him, just say, kid, when you turn 16 in a year or, two years, prices are going to be real affordable for used cars, because all these cars are going to be repoed.
Well, another car story that
I'm trying to look
news.
On the bright side, Grace. I'm trying to see the glass as half full, not half empty.
You're a gas half full kind of guy, and there's nothing better that you could be right now when gas is so expensive.
By the way, Grace, some of these things from Hunter Biden's latest laptop or his cell phone, wherever it's coming from.
Yes.
These references, he's in constant contact with someone named Pedo Pete. Who might that be, Pedo Pete, do you think? I know there are a lot of theories. Actually, there's only one theory about who Pedo Pete is.
I think that anyone whose name is Pete who knows Hunter Biden is probably very nervous right now.
But just because your nickname doesn't have to be the same as your real name, you know?
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of it like that.
I mean, like Joe could be Brandon, or perhaps he has a different nickname.
Big guy?
The big guy, right. We don't know that. Yeah.
Amtrak,
right. Look at me. I was, I'm Coos, the captain, the trash man.
Monsignor Carr.
Yeah, that's right. Dominus Vobiscum.
Hunter Biden reportedly called Jill an entitled C-word in text messages. A lot of news came out about Hunter over the weekend. We had talked a little bit about the deprivation tank last week, but now we have these text messages about his stepmother, who, you know, in public, they always put forth this idea that they're all just this big happy family. Apparently, Hunter doesn't think very highly of Dr. B. I think he's more critical of Dr. B than even Howard Lawrence Carr has been over the last couple of years. And I just want to read one text message here, but before I do, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value where I got my RAV4. Finding what you want is easy when you shop online and look over their incoming inventory. Things can be really slim pickings now when you go to places, but if you go to their inventory online, you can reserve the car you want. So shop online now at toyotaofportsmouth.com. All right, so here's my favorite text message. I read this today on my show, Howie, but it's worth repeating. This was to his uncle Jim, who happens to look just like his father, Joe. And do you know the drunkest I've ever been is still smarter than you could ever even comprehend, and you're a bleep grammar teacher that wouldn't survive one class in an Ivy graduate program. So go bleep yourself, Jill.
When you hear something like that, you begin to think maybe he's right.
So go bleep yourself, Jill. Let's all agree I don't like you any more than you like me. You can hear the smugness, you know, bringing up. I've never insulted someone and brought up an Ivy graduate program. That's a distinctly silver spoon type of thing to do.
Yeah, does he really believe that people who go to the Ivy League are smarter than people who didn't?
He does.
Does he? I mean, that's an indication how stupid he is.
Yep. Then. No, I agree.
Right?
He really thinks it means something.
603 says about the baby gate, the difference is eventually my three-year-old will figure out the baby gate, whereas Joe, .. Or as Joe would say, period.
That's why we need the shock collar.
End of quote.
By the way, speaking of his cabinet, I just 781 says Joe's cabinet. Off topic, but my cousin said he saw good old Matty Walsh walking through Logan this morning, and not one person gave a bleep. I think that's a win for Marty. I mean, if you're in Biden's cabinet, it's a good morning when someone doesn't throw stuff at you, isn't it?
Whenever,
or scream at you.
Whenever you go through Logan, you have to hear the Charlie Baker message.
Oh,
hi,
I know. It's,
this is Charlie Baker.
We have such a diverse commonwealth here. We have blue masks and red masks and white masks and black masks. Everyone just has a mask. Some of us have 7 vaccinations and 6 boosters. Some of us have 17 boosters and 6 shots.
As long as you get a small turkey, you'll be fine.
By the way, Chuck Schumer, 2 vaccines, 2 boosters, he's tested positive. He's quarantined in Brooklyn. Oh, how sad it is.
Howie, that's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you, Grace. We often hear lately that real estate can literally sell itself right now. This thought has been very true for many properties in this frenzied economy. However, as inflation skyrockets and interest rates rise, the demand for properties may quickly lessen. Before that happens, what can you do as a property owner to be sure you maintain strong competition and interest for your real estate? You can have an auction. For over 45 years and in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment, strong bidding, no contingencies, and cash buyers who aren't waiting for lower interest rates. Auctions don't mean distress. Auctions mean competition. J.J. Manning Auctioneers can show you what strong marketing and a competitive forum will do for your real estate. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Rising inflation and interest rates are coming. Don't wait. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
He'll regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
With the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
The Bogotas?
The Bogotas.
The
diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx.
The Bogotas. Oh, man. 844-500-4242-919. Speaking of masks, new COVID variant has the moon bats talking indoor masking again. Yes, I see that. They're trying anything to rescue their midterm election prospects. They'll do anything. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Right after Brandon got elected, I heard 2 separate liberal media outlets, I repeat myself, but they said that we only have to keep him in office for 2 years and a day, because then Kamala can run 2 more times after that, because it's only a partial
full
term if he does 2 years and a day. So I thought maybe that they would sit down with him and Dr. Jill and explain to him he'll still have a lifetime supply of tapioca and he'll still get Secret Service protection and all the trappings that they both like. But now I think he's going to hang on to the bitter end, because he needs to run protection for Hunter and also for himself.
And Jim, the brother, too. But, you know, I just don't think it's possible for her to win. I don't see it happening. You know, this is the same New York Times poll. They still had Biden ahead of Trump, but Trump beats Kamala by 7 points. Can you imagine the debates? Just imagine a debate between Ron DeSantis and Kamala Harris. I mean, or Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom or Pritzker, any of these people. I don't know. I don't think Kamala's in the cards. Play a couple of Kamala cuts right here, Taylor. Cut 8.
They shot.
When President Joe Biden signed the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act.
The Bipartisan.
Thank you, Dr. Guerra, for the introduction and for your courage and your compassion.
Thank you for your courage and your compassion and the bipartisan. That's another one of those Freudian slips, isn't it? All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.